Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: clear, a low of 61. Pleasant Prairie police are looking for a car involved in an accident that seriously injured a motorcyclist this morning. The accident was reported about 9:40 at the intersection of 80th Street and Cooper Road. Officers found the injured motorcyclist, a 35-year-old Pleasant Prairie man, but the other vehicle had left the scene. The victim was transported to St. Catherine's Hospital before being flown to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life for treatment of serious injuries. The vehicle that left the scene is described as a newer maroon-colored van similar to a Dodge Caravan with tinted windows. Witnesses say there was some damage to the front driver's side. It was last seen traveling north on Cooper Road. Anyone with information about the accident is urged to contact Pleasant Prairie Police or anonymously through Kenosha Area Crime Stoppers. The Labor Day holiday weekend is about to officially unfold, with an average of 8 fatalities on Wisconsin roads during that Friday through Monday period over the last 5 years. Plus, traffic deaths so far this year are almost 8% higher than a year ago. The Wisconsin State Patrol and the DOT reminding motorists to be careful. Every state patrol region will have increased monitoring, with Lieutenant Colonel J.D. Lind noting emphasis on speeding, tailgating, and aggressive driving. Commercial motor vehicle inspectors will be focused on truck safety, including speed limits along highway corridors. Meanwhile, most major highway construction projects will be suspended from about noon Friday until 6 a.m. next Tuesday. The lane restrictions and delays in work zones will be evident. The Zoo Interchange Project in Milwaukee County and the Lakefront Gateway Project in downtown Milwaukee are among those areas. The future of a 5-year-old program in Uptown Racine that allows $1 to purchase a building for the trade-off cost of cleanup, renovation, and making visual improvements on a development project will get some direction soon from the city's redevelopment authority. Deputy Development Director Matt Sadowski noted the Dollar Building Program was the latest attempt to market downtown, but with limited inquiry, that led to what happens next.
We run the gamut of doing extremely intensive projects or to offering the building for a dollar, and it's up to the property owner to take those projects on. It's another tool in the toolbox. The question is, do we continue that or do we modify it?
Development Director Amy Connolly noted the developers she's brought through the buildings cite a lack of residential space capability to make the project successful. The RDA will consider the possibility of hiring a broker, just like for the Southside Industrial Park, or have city staff formally try to market those sites. Kenosha's Lakeshore Business Improvement District Board is scheduled to meet the morning of September 16th, and one of the agenda items is a proposal to reinstate assessments on affected businesses based on a mill rate instead of the current system of a flat fee, and to increase the total budget for 2017. The discussion will take place on the heels of two bid members asking other affected business owners if they would support dissolving the district, citing the lack of beneficial return. The Kenosha News says the bid budget for 2017 is proposed to be $125,000, with a requested mill rate of $2.50 per thousand of assessed value. Whatever the bid board approves would still have to go to the City Council for approval. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has calculated savings of more than $1.4 million this year related to four projects that used an innovative cold-in-place recycling method for pavement rehabilitation. It mills the existing asphalt road surface and processes materials on-site for reuse by way of a convoy of equipment that crushes, adds new liquid asphalt, and paves simultaneously. DOT Engineering Chief Barry Pay says we would have enough dump truck loads of material from this year's projects to stretch a line of more than 22 miles. The state agency has used this technique on 7 different road projects since 2012 and continues monitoring what have been favorable results so far. None of the projects have been in southeast Wisconsin. School buses are back on the streets today with the opening of school, and drivers are being reminded that most buses are now equipped with amber lights that will flash just before a bus comes to a stop. A new state law went into effect this month requiring the amber lights, which Wisconsin State Patrol Lieutenant Carl Mitterstad said are designed to give drivers a little extra warning.
Drivers are allowed to pass a moving bus with amber lights flashing, but you should do so very cautiously and carefully because the bus is about to activate its red lights and come to a stop. The whole idea of the new flashing amber lights is to enhance safety for students and motorists by giving drivers a little more advanced warning that the bus is about to stop.
The new law applies to all school buses built in Wisconsin since 2005. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.